welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, host of Inspire Indeed, where we discuss community issues and hear from the people who are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. You know, August has only just begun, and with that tax-free holiday over the weekend, I'm already thinking about those back-to-school days. And even though I generally like school, I can easily say that middle school was probably the worst time in my life. And I don't think I'm alone in that. It's a big leap to go from that nurturing elementary school room to getting yourself down the hallway from class to class, all those challenges that come along with it. And why are those middle school kids so mean? All of those social and emotional and hormonal changes make a recipe for misery. And any middle schooler faces a challenging transition in order to be successful, in order to stay up on their academics and find what their passions are. And that's certainly true for students in the city of Richmond. You've heard many times over about the challenges faced in urban school systems like Richmond. High poverty rates, low achievement rates, institutional racism, teacher burn-on, and so on and so on and so on. So, knowing all of that, how can students have a chance at success in Richmond City middle schools? Well, Higher Achievement is a nonprofit that is making sure Richmond Middle School students have the tools, skills, and relationships to be successful. And Tyron Frazier is here to share more details about Higher Achievement here in Richmond. Welcome, Tyron.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thanks for being here. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit first about how Higher Achievement got started. Like, what's the mission of Higher Achievement? How did it come to Richmond?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Higher Achievement was started back in 75, so almost 40 years ago in Washington, D.C. We started with a teacher at Gonzaga College High School, where he saw kids that were outside of his classroom didn't have the same opportunities, and the kids from the community didn't have the same opportunities as the kids in his classroom. So we wanted to make a difference. So it started very, very grassroots with him bringing them into his classrooms, helping with homework, exposing them to different opportunities that were available, and it turned all the way into, you know, like we are now with the program that we have now in place. So we're located in four different cities: Pittsburgh, Richmond, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. And the way the program is set up, our goal is to work with students in middle school and at-risk communities to get them on the college track before they enter the ninth grade. So that is our overall goal.
So you said that there's an intentional effort to focus on middle school. And a lot of people say that investments in education, you know, you can get the most bang for your buck when you focus resources on early education, on preschool programs. So why is it so important to focus on those middle school years?
Middle school is a pivotal point in a child's life. It's kind of like the make it or break it type phase in a child's life. Like you mentioned, elementary school, they have many supports, many family members are involved. In middle school, a child turns 11, 12, 13 years old, and they're telling their parents, don't show up for these events. I don't want you to embarrass
right.
me, you know, and things of that nature. It's almost like you're afraid, you know, to show up at a middle school because you're not really sure, you know, what your child is going to do. And then in high school, there are many programs, college and career prep programs, that help students kind of get on the track once they graduate. Middle school is almost like the forgotten middle child in a sense. So we really think it's important to bring the community into the school through volunteering. We want to make sure our scholars and their families are engaged. So they join the PTA, they work closely with their child's teachers and things of that nature. They know what's going on. And we introduce them to programs and opportunities. So when your child is in seventh and eighth grade, you know, they can say, well, these are the options that I have going into high school, whether it's advanced placement programs, whether it's honors classes, whether it's college preparatory high schools and things of that nature. We want to help them get on the track.
So it's really getting them prepared, continuing those building blocks so that when they get into high school, they're able to take advantage of those opportunities.
That's correct. And then by the time they enter high school, they're already on the track for college college or college readiness. So they're mm-hmm. taking those classes that they need to get into college that'll help them get into college.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about what Higher Achievement does here in Richmond. Where are you located, and what do the programs look like?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're located in two of the middle schools in Richmond. We came to Richmond on behalf of the superintendent while the city was working to build out their middle school renaissance program. And so we're located in Henderson Middle School on the north side of the city and Bouchard Middle School on the south side of the city. Our program is divided into three components. We just finished up our summer academy, which is a six-week intensive summer program where our scholars get exposed to math, science, literature, and social studies classes, just like a regular school there. They're hour-long classes, all project-based curriculum during the summer. So they're doing science fair projects that explore DNA in social studies class. They're doing a model United Nations forum or a mock trial.
So it's really serious academic work that they're doing over the summer.
Very, very serious academic
work. You said
that's
a six-week academy over the summer?
Mm-hmm, six-week summer academy. But they're also having fun. So they're taking field trips. They're doing elective classes, whether it's cooking or art class or things of that nature. You know, they're going on college trips so they can experience college life as young as in the fifth and sixth grade.
Oh, so they can take a look at the college campus and see what that might be like.
They can take a look at it. They can sleep in the dorms. They can see how to make the showers hot. Things on nature. All the quirks that we found out at a later age, uh-huh. our fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth grade scholars kind of know, okay, I know I need to leave it on hot for a couple of seconds.
And so, be ready for that.
That's right. That's right.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRAR 97.3 FM. And today we're speaking with Tyron Frazier of Higher Achievement. And Tyron, what's your website where people can learn more details?
Mm-hmm. It's higherachievement.org. That's higherachievement.org. Uh-huh. You can also find us on Facebook, Higher Achievement Richmond. We have a lot of pictures and information up there.
Great. Terrific. Well, you were just talking about the different things that you were doing over the Summer Academy with the two locations at Henderson Middle School on North mm-hmm. Side, Bouchard Middle School on South Side. So you're just wrapping up for summer and getting ready mm-hmm. for the school year. What takes place during the school year?
Mm-hmm. During the school year, we offer a 25-week after-school academy program. So we start in the late part of September, early October, run 25 weeks all the way through the first week of May. Our scholars are with us 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And they're with us right when the school bell rings. So from 3 o'clock all the way until about 7:30 at night.
That's a long day for those students.
It is. It's one of the pieces that are so important. When a scholar comes to us, when they commit to Higher Achievement, we ask that they understand the huge commitment that they're making. We're with them for an additional 500 over 500 hours a year. So they commit over $500 extra. That's not including the over 900 hours in the classroom that they mm-hmm. that they work with their teachers on. So it's a huge commitment, 3 or 4 years. Some of our scholars are, depending on if they come to us in the fifth grade or the sixth grade, they can spend 4 years with us.
Wow. And so they're doing this during the school year, you said, three evenings a week mm-hmm. or afternoon into evenings mm-hmm. each week. And then what type of activities are going on during that time?
So one of the biggest things that they do is they get their homework completed. So that we want to make sure when they go home on that bus at 7:30 at night that their homework is completed. Don't have to worry about that. So they get homework completion. We partner with organizations such as Feed More for Kids Cafe. So they have dinner with us. We do elective classes, which are fun, interactive things that outside partners, nonprofits may come to us and help us with. And then the biggest part of the day is our mentoring time. So this is when volunteers from all across the city come in with us. And last year we had over 130 or so volunteer mentors that signed on with us to be mentors. And they teach Higher Achievement's curriculum in small groups. So we have one mentor paired up to three scholars, and they will focus on math, literature, or seminar topic. That could be public speaking. It could be current events, things of that nature.
So the mentors, you said those are volunteers that come in?
They are volunteers, yep. Mm-hmm. Last year we had over 130 volunteers. This year we're looking for approximately 160, 170 volunteer mentors. They come from all walks of life. So corporate volunteers, college students, retirees, mm-hmm. anyone that's interested in working with middle school students, in small groups. Higher Achievement provides the curriculum and on-the-ground support at the centers to make sure their sessions are going okay, to provide feedbacks and things of that nature, and also the curriculum.
So how would you sign up to be a mentor if this piques your interest?
You can give us a call at 804-643-7753. You can log on to our website, higherachievement.org, click on volunteer, and there's a simple volunteer application. We do a brief interview, to gauge your interest. And, of course, there are the security and background checks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you would expect that when you're working with kids in a school.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah. And then we also provide training. So there are two half-day trainings that we provide our mentors, that our staff put on, that gives you the background to higher achievement, how to work with middle school age children.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of us could use that training, even parents.
Yeah.
So, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. Today, we're speaking with Tyron Frazier of Higher Achievement, and you gave the phone number once. It was a little quickly. What was that phone number one more time?
Mm-hmm. It's 804-643-7753.
So that's how you can contact Higher Achievement if you're interested in volunteering as a mentor. Mm-hmm. Now, what if you are interested in signing up as a student? How do students and families get involved?
Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that we're always engaged with our feeder elementary schools that come in to Higher Achievement. So teachers refer them to our staff. Principals say, hey, I have a child that may be interested. One of the things, because we're working very closely with Richmond City Public Schools and Bushall and Henderson Middle Schools, is we work closely with the feeder elementary schools that naturally feed into those middle schools. There are ways that, you know, a teacher or principal can contact us. Mm-hmm. There are also the website that family members can they can fill out an application for their students and scholars to be a part of Higher Achievement. Our natural recruitment season actually begins in February. So that's when we recruit scholars or students from February all the way up until the end of May.
Okay.
And then we bring new scholars on for our summer academy.
For the summer academy, mm-hmm. That's when you like the students to begin.
That's our biggest push for students. There are opportunities for fifth and sixth grade scholars to get involved doing the after-school program, but it's very minimum because it's all dependent on how much space we have available.
I was going to say, it sounds like your slots get booked.
They do.
Interesting program.
We have a waiting list every single year at one of our centers. So it just shows that it's a great need.
Yeah, it definitely demonstrates the need. Well, Tyron brought with him a special guest, and she's been patiently waiting for her chance to speak at the mic. And this is one of the scholars that's been participating with Higher Achievement for a while now. And what's your name?
My name is Chantel.
Chantel, where do you go to school?
Bushall Middle School.
Bushall Middle School. And you've been involved with Higher Achievement for how long?
3 years.
3 years. Did you start as a fifth grader then?
Or yes.
You started as a fifth grader in the summer academy. So what do you like about Higher Achievement?
I like that the mentors have the dedication to us and have the time and how they teach us about our grade and that we're going to and how they take their time with us.
So you enjoy the time that you get to spend with the volunteer mentors?
Yes.
That's great. Now, I know it sounds like hard work. I mean, you're doing a lot of extra work along with a long school day. And I bet a bunch of your friends are out having fun, right?
Yes.
While you're hard at work, still at school. So why do you decide to stay at school later to do all this extra work?
So I could get ahead. And when a teacher says, oh, we're going to learn about this, oh, I say, I already know about that.
And so when it comes to you in the classroom, you already have, you already know a little bit about it, so you feel like you can do well.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you think about the future? Is this going to help you out for your future, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to help me out in college, and it's going to help me out when I want a career. I could put it on my resume.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking you might study in college?
Fashion and law school.
And law school, too, yeah. Well, it sounds like you're getting a great step up. What would you say to one of your classmates that was like thinking about doing Higher Achievement, what would you tell them?
Come and do it.
Come and do it? That's a resounding come and do it. Now, what about people who are thinking about mentoring? What would you tell them?
Come and do it.
Give it a chance, yeah. Well, it sounds like you've really gotten a lot out of the time you spend with volunteers. What types of things are you learning from the volunteers?
I'm learning different stuff. This summer I learned about DNA, and we took DNA out of fruit.
You took DNA out of fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then you study that, what, under a microscope or something? I don't even know how you look at DNA.
We didn't have the type of microscope uh-huh. we needed, so we looked at it with our bare eyes.
Wow. Wow. That sounds really interesting. Is that something that you want to learn more about then, DNA and cell structure and whatever else goes along with that? I don't know anything about science. You know a lot more than me. That's incredible. And then when it comes up, that's probably something that you're not going to learn about in science class probably until high school, right? So you already know about it now. You're going into what grade now?
Seventh.
You're going to seventh grade. And so you're going to stick with higher achievement throughout the year, I take it, huh?
Yes.
Good. Well, that's great. Chantel, thank you so much for joining us. It's really exciting to hear that it's been beneficial to you and that you have been gaining something from your experience with higher achievement.
Thank you.
Great. Now, Tyron, we talked a lot about the volunteers, and you spoke a little bit about some of the business partners that participate as well. Can you share a little bit about your relationships, like with some of your partners? Like, I imagine you have to partner pretty closely with Richmond Public Schools Administration to make this successful.
We do. Yep. One of our cultural principles is collaboration, and so we wouldn't be as a successful program in the city of Richmond without partnerships and collaborations. And Richmond City Public Schools is by far our biggest partner in making sure that our program can operate. From working very closely to provide transportation from the different schools to our host sites, and scholars get a ride home every single day, and after school is to their front door.
Oh, right to the front door.
Right
okay.
to the front door.
Well, yeah,
during the school year.
7:30 at night, mm-hmm. and you think about those winter evenings when it's dark and there's nobody out on the street, so you don't want your child walking home from a bus stop alone.
That's right. Richmond Public Schools makes it happen for us. They provide access to data and grades so we can learn how our scholars are doing and progressing.
So you can actually track if they're getting better or doing better in their school. So
that's right.
What sort of things, knowing that you have access to that information on grades and attendance, things like that, what are those sorts of measures of success that you do look at in your program? How mm-hmm. do you know you're making a difference there?
Yeah, so specifically we look at grades, test scores, and attendance, so school attendance, and it's indicators of success in the classroom. So far we have, been able to produce some excellent results, and that's not all in part of higher achievement. Some of that is happening in, a lot of that is happening in the daytime within the classroom, but because we're able to work and partner with closely with the teachers in the classrooms and the principals, they make it happen for us. They say, Tyron, this is what our focus is this year. We didn't do as well as we wanted to do in this area and testing, and so we really need support here. And so we're able to provide, mentoring sessions for our scholars, whether it's in math or literature, that can help them after school, and then we may be able to put extra supports in our after school academy that may be able to help. So elective partners, another big part.
You mentioned the nonprofit partners that you bring in to do programming.
Yes, many nonprofit partners. The Science Museum of Virginia this summer. We're very fortunate to partner with them on some STEM activities for our electives, as well as field trips.
STEM activities, that's the mm-hmm. science,
technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. So our scholars actually made solar panel cars this summer, and that was through a partnership with the Science Museum. They were actually able to, with volunteer help, bring in and build solar panel cars and take them out on one of the days of summer that it wasn't raining or cloudy.
There weren't that many of them this year.
That's right. And power them up and go.
How exciting.
It was. I mean,
to see science in action.
Exactly. Really exciting. It's really important that we're able to have partnerships and able to get it done. Communities and schools, another big partner for us to provide wraparound services for our scholars, because we're serving scholars in the most needed sections of our city. Our academic supports aren't always the thing that's going to help them get over. They're going to need other services as well, and that's not the thing that we do best. So we partner with those organizations that can provide those wraparound services, like Communities and Schools of Richmond, to make sure that scholars can get what they need.
Yeah. So whether it's maybe they need glasses to be able to read or something like that.
Exactly.
So you're focus really is on the academics then.
Yeah, that's what higher achievement does best. We want to make sure that, you know, the academic enrichment side of it, it's there. So scholars that, you know, have the motivation. That's one of the key things that a scholar or a student will need to be a part of it. You know, I really want to do better. I just need extra help or extra support, and I'm willing to commit that extra support. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, students to say, you know, parents to say, my student is already making A's and B's, but I really want them to stay there. They did really well in elementary school. What we know is that there's a traditional dip in middle school. All students make, you know, all students will take a dip. And so we want to help lessen that fall of a dip, right, and make sure that they can be on a trajectory that kind of shoots them
back up
higher.
Again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, even higher than what they had anticipated or expected.
Mm-hmm. So you must then, with the focus on academics, you have the mentors helping out, but you have paid teachers too then?
In the summer, yeah, there's a mixture of, we have paid staff members that work with us after school to provide center support. They also attend teacher meetings. They help put plans together for our scholars so they can achieve academically.
So they can do that transition from what's going on in the day to what's going on in higher achievement.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And then in the summertime, we hire a few teachers that are traditional classroom teachers, as well as we hire a few teachers that are that may just be students in school. And then we have volunteers that come in and say, you know, I want to commit this summer. I'm really interested in about teaching. I'm in school, you know, I'm willing to commit 7 weeks for you in the summertime to go through training and actually teach curricula in the classroom. And that mix alone with the traditional teachers to the novice teachers, mm-hmm, is a powerful mix, because you have some novice teachers that never knew that they had that ability, and then they get in the classroom and they love it. Mm-hmm. So they make some of them go back to school and change their majors. Mm-hmm. You know, some traditional classroom teachers go back and say, I've learned so much, I want to take this into the classroom in the fall. So it's powerful. It really is powerful.
That's great. And I would imagine the teachers then are, those traditional teachers are then advocates for higher achievement once they're back in their schoolroom.
They are, yeah. We have made so many friends just from the work that we've been doing and been able to share a lot. You know, we're not the holder of everything. We want to collaborate and partner as much as possible. So if a teacher that works with us says, you know, Tyron, I really want to take, you know, what I've learned and how not to be adultist or youth development principles, I want to take that in my classroom and empower my class and my students to really own their class. And I said, that's great.
Yes.
How can we spread it? You know, what else do you want us to do? So, you know, we're open to it all. And we know we can't do this alone. It's just not, you know, it's not about higher achievement. It's about the whole community. And we're really engaged in trying to make, you know, the whole community engaged in middle schools.
Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely relying on bringing in those outside resources, mm-hmm, into the middle schools. Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And you can hear previous shows on our blog, which is inspireindeed.blogspot.com. But today we're speaking with Tyron Frazier of Higher Achievement. And Tyron, where can people find more details about Higher Achievement again?
Mm-hmm. They can log on to our website at higherachievement.org, learn about our entire organization as well as the Richmond community. And they can also log on to our Facebook page, which can be found, Higher Achievement Richmond, on Facebook. Great. There's a bunch of pictures with our scholars, our volunteers, our staff, and things of that nature.
That's great. And we also have one of the scholars here, Chantel, who is from Bushall Middle School. So thanks for joining us here today, Chantel. Now, before closing, we have a couple more minutes left. And I did want to ask a little bit about how your program is supported.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the services that are shared by the volunteers and the nonprofit partners that come in and help out. How else is your program supported?
Mm-hmm. Financially, support comes from across the community, from local foundations such as the Community Foundation, for corporate partners as well that help fund our program. Again, the volunteer support come from our corporate partners all across the community,
mm-hmm,
you know, and our volunteer leaders, our advisory board. They are advocates for the program work. They're volunteer leaders that, you know, champion our organization. And that's also an area that we're looking to grow as well. So if individuals that have the time to commit to what we're doing in our middle schools and they want to be to become part of a great organization, whether that's volunteer mentoring or being a part of our advisory board, you know, definitely contact us.
Okay, great. And again, contact you by going to higherachievement.org, or, mm-hmm, what was that phone number again?
Yeah, our phone number is 804-643-7753.
Great. Thanks, Tyron. Now, as always, You're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we've been hearing from Tyron Fraser of Higher Achievement and Chantel of Higher Achievement and Bouchon Middle School. Thanks so much for joining us here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great. As always, I'm thankful to our fellow volunteers here at WRIR, people like Andrew Hawes and Jay Westerman, who help out on the technical side of the show, Brittany Tracy, who makes sure we have the Inspire Indeed blog up to date, and Jesse Johnson, who you'll find down here managing the soundboard, making sure you can tune in and hear all of your favorite shows on Tuesdays. I'm really excited that I have a co-host joining me on Inspire Indeed, and you'll be able to hear his first show next Tuesday. That's Alan Hudson. So tune in next Tuesday, and you'll hear Alan have a conversation with Mira Signer of NAMI, Virginia. So please tune in and check out his debut on WRIR. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on nonprofits and community issues, and, you know, hearing from the change makers who are really working on making a difference. I hope you learned something new on the show today and are ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds. And I also hope that you heard from Higher Achievement that they can definitely use some additional support with volunteer mentors and go check it out. And like Chantel from Bouchon Middle School, just come on out and do it. So thanks again and have a great day.